Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Celtics appear to have dodged a bullet when it comes to the injury to Kristaps Porzingis, at least if you're going by his social media, and which he has shared this morning that he is, or will be good, is will be good, right? Yeah. That's what he said, will be good. So that's good news. And we will talk about that with you all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We will get to Courtney and today's news coming up at 7:30. It's a two for Tuesday. And that means a pair of Red Sox tickets that you can win every hour starting during the 8 o'clock hour this morning. First pair of tickets at 8:30, second pair of tickets at 9:30 here on the Red Sox station, WEEI. But right now, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where would you like to start this morning, Chime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with your Boston Bruins, who gear up to try and close out the series tonight against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Linus Omark spoke yesterday in the locker room about Swayman getting the majority of the starts here, and this is what Omark had to say.
How has this been for you watching Jeremy now get multiple starts in a row?
It's been a lot of fun. You know, we're up 3-1 in the series. You know, it's always going to get harder and harder for every game that goes by. Stay true to ourselves and still enjoying the moment.
Is it something for you, you kind of known that both of you guys are playing well, that something like this could be the way that it went? You try to keep the right perspective on it?
Definitely. You know, there's the reason why I'm here today, and it's not being a sulky little crybaby about not playing or anything like that. You know, I try to stay professional, supporting the guys throughout the team, throughout the period here. We'll go out there every practice, trying to be better, try to push people in the way that I can, obviously, and try to bring that energy and try to do whatever I can when I'm off the side as much as I try to do when I'm in the league.
Okay, sounds like a guy who's totally on board with Jeremy Swayman getting all of the rest of this. He says he has to try to be professional about it.
Like Curtis says, if you believe that, I got a bridge to sell.
What that tells me is he heard all of the backlash of people saying, oh, he only talks about having the mind of a goldfish, and he's all on board while Swayman's saying, put me in, I want to play.
Maybe.
And he's seeing the response of that, and he's saying, shoot, I got to like step up my game and talk a little bit of a harder game.
Or it's all about having to mind of a goldfish.
Or plans are great until they actually are enacted and people have to sit and watch, because the whole rotation is done. If they play Linus in the second round, it's not because of a rotation. It's because they like his matchup against the Panthers better than his matchup against the Leafs. And Jeremy Swayman is the best goalie right now playing for the Bruins. He's going to keep playing until he stops playing well.
Well, my question is,
how do you feel about this text from Rhode Island, where we will be on Thursday for the pregame at the Ocean Mist at 7:30 and Friday at Whalers Brewing Company for Roadshow number 2? After the comments that the goalies, both goalies have made end of season, it proves that the goalie hug is complete BS.
Yeah.
That's what a texter says.
Well, those comments by Omar sound like a shot. They sound like it's like Swayman put up a fit about it last year or something, and he's pulling it back. Like, I don't think you pull out this crybaby comment unless that has been brought up prior.
Yeah, but he's his own. I mean, he has nobody to blame but himself. He had an opportunity to be the goalie with the Kings, and he said, no, I don't want to be traded. So don't be mad at Swayman or your head coach or Don Sweeney. Be mad at yourself.
And I said that all the time. It's just human nature for people in general. Like, no one, like, people don't mind sharing the stage, Greg, and you'll understand this better than anybody because you've been in music for how many years? But no one wants to share being a lead singer. Like, I don't mind being in the band, but only one of us could be the lead singer, yeah. And then everybody else has to fall in line, whether that's the bassist, you're the guitar player, you're on keyboard, yeah. You're on the drums. There can only be one, and I think that's what they're saying is, you can't have a band with two lead singers. It don't work unless you're what? Fleetwood Mac? Is that the only? Who was the one with the two girls?
Yeah, that was Fleetwood Mac. They had Stevie Nicks and Christy McVie, and they also had Lindsey Buckingham.
Right, but
and,
you know what? My point is that it's very difficult for two bands to have two lead singers that where it's going to work and flourish. Yeah. One guy always, or gal, and it's human nature where Swayman's like, I want to be the guy. Now Linus is like,
yeah.
Well,
the issue with Fleetwood Mac is they all started having sex with each other. That's a real problem. I mean, that works for a little while, but I don't know. If you have to say I'm trying to be professional,
right?
There's a problem,
right?
So I just think you got to go with Swayman the rest of the way, yeah. Unless something.
But when you go, it hurts.
This is why all along it has made the most sense for them to deal Linus, and I recognize that he precluded them from making the trade. But the second Swayman played well, this was going to be his net because he's the future.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Sean?
Next, let's go to LeBron James. After losing last night to the Denver Nuggets by yet another Jamal Murray playoff dagger, he is awesome, by the way, and clutch as can be. LeBron spoke to the media and was asked about what his future may hold.
Couldn't be any closer to when you just got off the floor, but have you given any initial thought to what comes next this summer for next season?
No, I just want to get home to the family, honestly. Start looking at the schedule. Obviously, I got, you know, my son, one of my boys is just trying to decide if he's going to, you know, enter the draft or go back to school. I got another kid that's playing AU ball right now. My daughter's playing volleyball, and my wife is doing so many great things. So it's about family right now. And then in a couple months, I got to go to Vegas for training camp. So, you know, I'm going to rest my body for USAB, but you know, that's kind of the initial thoughts.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
Why wouldn't you answer that? Why? What's the downside of saying, yeah, you know, I always think about that. I'm getting older, but I'm not ready to make a decision. Why wouldn't you? That's so weird.
Yeah, I think he has to draw it out until he gets another decision type, a paid stream event to reveal where he's going to play next.
Yeah, I mean, he's not retiring. The question is whether or not he'll be back with the Lakers or he's going to force his way out of there.
He's not retiring in your mind?
No, hell no. He's not going to. You know, LeBron is like, you know, he's got a massive ego. There's no way he wants to go out at the end of his career like he's been doing the past couple of years. He's definitely got to line himself up with, you know, the reports of the whole Golden State maybe trying to figure out what they're going to next step is. He definitely wants to line himself up with Steph Curry.
Okay, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, would you like to hear some of the interaction between Bill Belichick and Roger Goodell?
Yes.
Well, here was Bill and Roger. They were asked about the NFL officiating and their take on NFL officiating. Here was some of their discussion about the NFL officials.
Thoughts on the current state of NFL officiating? The speed and athleticism and how great these athletes are on sideline catches and reaching out the ball on the goal line and all those things. It's tough. It's really, I give those guys a lot of credit. They're right more than they're a lot more than they're wrong, and I've been one to argue with them on the sidelines. When I go back and look
We've
at it,
I've seen that a few times. Coach.
Me? But most of the time, they get it right and they do a good job. I think that the replay assist sped up the game last year. I thought that was good. You know, sometimes you have games that are called tightly, and then the next week you feel like you're playing the same way, and it's not called tightly, and so. Maybe your thoughts on that.
No, you're right on the consistency. We all use that as our barometer. And I think it's the consistency in the calls on the field, the consistency from crew to crew.
Commissioner, I'm going to put in my pitch, my annual pitch. Cameras on the goal line, cameras on the sideline, cameras on the end on the end line.
And that is the annual pitch.
Oh, my God.
First of all,
good job, Bill.
I thought it was a pretty good segment. So yeah. Pat McAfee set it up. Mm-hmm. And it was Bill essentially interviewing Roger Goodell,
mm-hmm.
and there were, you know, five or six pre-written questions. They were pretty good. One thing I thought was interesting that Bill said, and Roger Goodell dismissed it because it involves spending money, and the NFL clearly is they're not making any money at all, Curtis.
No, they're broke.
Was Bill was saying those guys ought to be full-time.
I agree with that.
They should be paid full-time.
Yep.
So they can work on officiating throughout the year. Right. It's shocking to me that they aren't.
Right.
Like, what's it going to cost you? What do you pay? You know,
aren't they making good money anyways?
Don't they make like $250,000?
Do they?
Yeah, I think they make good money.
I'm pretty sure. Like, and this was years ago. I'm pretty sure that's what like Gene Steratore was making before he went to CBS.
Right. And Shotgun Ed Hockley was making good money. So I think they make pretty good bank. I liked it because. I like to hear Bill from the perspective of what he'd like to see change, like, you know, that could make the game better.
The refs make $12,000 per game. So
really?
That's what this story from.
So times 18, yeah.
So it'd be 200 plus.
200 grand a year.
If they do 10 games, it's 120.
Right.
Okay.
So it's
a couple hundred grand.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't know. I mean, why wouldn't you make them full time? Like, that's a great salary for full time.
Yeah, I don't really get. I don't know what the whole issue with that is because
it's not like I'm guessing. Are most of those guys working another job like during?
Well, Hockley famously was the pencil salesman.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And didn't one of them.
How is that space currently? Like, are a lot of people buying pencils, Curtis?
Yeah, it's bumping.
Is it lit?
It is litty.
Yeah, just don't say fire.
It's not fire.
No, it's not fire. It's definitely lit.
Cause a fire.
And I think with Gene Steratore, he did basketball, right?
Yeah, he did college basketball.
He did college basketball. So I think some of them might do other things, but I agree it should be full-time so they can focus, get better in the offseason, do what they need to do. You said that they make good enough money to do it.
How do you feel about the camera at the goal line?
I love that. Like I think hearing from Bill – like some of these things, like that he would say, hey, here's what I would change. I'd make the game a little bit better. I think Goodell should be taking these things. Like that would, you know, think about how many times you're like, did he get his feet in bounds? Did he get across the goal line? Did he get this? And he's right. If you had cameras all over the place, you'd be able to see those angles better.
Yeah.
Goodell should take him on as an advisor. Wouldn't you want Bill Belichick to advise you in any type of capacity
when it comes
to the league?
Goodell works for the owners.
Yeah. Also, Bill, not very collaborative.
That is true.
No.
Greg, I do have...
he's power hungry.
I do have one more cut for you. I feel like we need to play before we get out of here. I know we're up against it, but it's a really quick one. Because there's yet another reason why Boomer Esiason is our favorite NFL analyst. And when I say our, I mean specifically you and I.
Oh, okay.
And a very special thank you to Theo Rabinowitz. Theo is a guy that just basically takes care of all of our stuff and the people that he works with. Nobody loves the show more than him. And he and I share a love of OAR, Mark Roberge together.
Yeah.
Boomer Esiason, huge OAR fan.
See?
Wow. Did not know that.
Yeah. Boomer and I are simpatico.
There you go.
Boomer says, OAR, great band. Boomer says.
Boomer's never wrong.
Boomer is, that was during the announcement that he made yesterday that he is not going to be on CBS on Sundays any longer.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's sad, but good for him.
And honestly, the great, probably the best post-playing media career to this date, because what he did for Gunnar Esiason, who was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis when he just joined the Bengals and was at the top of the league, Boomer rededicated his life and used all of these different ways of income as a means to support trials and find treatment so his son would live. Now his son's like 30, father, when it was a death sentence before you got out of your teenage years. And Boomer is unbelievably worthy of praise for that.
I don't think we know what the lineup is going to be going forward on that show.
Mm-hmm.
But if Boomer is gone and Phil Simms remains, mm-hmm. that is a crime against humanity. Is Phil Simms gone?
Yep, they're both gone. It's going to be Matt Ryan and J.J. Watt. I love Matt Ryan. They're not going to be very good.
Oh, so...
Is Coach Cowher staying?
Yes, and Nate Burleson.
But Boomer left
on... I like Nate Burleson.
Yeah, he's good.
Boomer left on his own, though, right?
No.
Yeah. No.
Oh.
He
no,
began he it by saying
oh,
it wasn't
I thought
really...
that it was...
No, I was wondering why he said that. Yeah, no,
I didn't know that.
It was their decision.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's a bad decision in my mind.
Yeah, I don't... I
think he's the best on that show.
Agreed.
I get the Phil Simms angle, but I don't really get Boomer. I think Boomer's better than Cowher.
Yeah, same.
You do?
Oh, yeah, by far. Boomer has some personality. You know, he's got, like, it's hot. It's not really a lot of insight because it's super quick, you know, with the halftime part of it and then the post-game.
Would Bill have been good on that show?
No, I like Bill in the role he's in where he can do a bunch of different things.
Also, I guess I can believe it, but Bill is officially doing the Tom Brady roast on Sunday on Netflix?
Yep.
Wow.
Knew it.
Is he?
Yep.
He's going to be sneaky so good.
He's going to be the star of it.
Yeah.
Monday morning, we're going to come in saying Kevin Hart was meh, Gronk was Gronk.
The two of them hated each other.
Good job.
Yeah.
If Robert doesn't come up during Bill's roast of Tom, I will be very disappointed.
Will Robert be there?
No. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
So then that means...
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he'll be there in the audience or so. I don't know.
But can we all agree now my story last week was accurate? Bill Belichick isn't going to go to the roast and then not go to Brady night?
Well, that's all. If Robert's not there, I don't think Bill's going to Brady night. If Robert is not there at Brady's roast, I still believe then that's a sign that Bill's not going to, because Robert made it a point to not go to the Brady night knowing Bill would be there. So Bill's going to now not go. You know what I'm saying? If Robert's there, okay, Bill probably shows up to Brady night. But how could Robert Kraft not be at Tom Brady's roast?
I think Courtney's right, though. I think Bill, there's a good chance that he kills it when it comes to a roast like that.
We all were kind of poo-pooing this when it was announced, like, oh, this is going to be just like a
cringe or whatever.
Yeah. Bill doing it makes it appointment TV.
Yeah, I think it does.
And it's Netflix. I see some Twitchers asking what channel it's going to be on Netflix.
Netflix.
Greg's
Sunday.
Two favorite things together, Netflix and Bill.
It is Netflix and it's live.
Yes.
Ooh, what a tease. Sunday. Netflix and Bill.
I like that. They should use that, Curtis. All right. Still to come, the news with Courtney. It's a 2 for Tuesday and I have Red Sox tickets to give away during the 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock hours. First pair at 8:30. Speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending right now.
Now, here.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's trending on WEEI?
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. The Celtics take down the Heat 102-88 in Miami, going up in the series 3-1. Derek White continues to be him. He had 38 in the win. Jason Tatum ended with a double-double, 20 points and 11 rebounds. Not all good news. Kristaps Porzingis left the game near the end of the second quarter and did not return. An apparent calf strain. He'll have further imaging done today, but Kristaps himself took to X to reassure fans, saying, "Good W tonight. D. White is special. Thanks for all the support. We'll be good." Game 5 will be back here tomorrow night. Tonight, though, the Bruins will try to close this one out. Puck drop at the TD Garden at 7. Auston Matthews did not practice with Toronto yesterday, but is expected to be on the trip here to Boston. A decision will be made at some point today whether he's healthy enough to go. The Sox also in action tonight. First pitch against the Giants at 7:10. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. In football, Christian Barmore has agreed to a 4-year extension with the Patriots. The deal has a maximum value of $92 million. It does include a $41.8 million guaranteed money situation. And Travis Kelce isn't going anywhere when it comes to the reigning champs. The 34-year-old signed a 2-year contract extension yesterday. That makes him the highest paid tight end in the league. And do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 50 degrees and cloudy afternoon high, a cloudy 55.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.